And welcome to Let's Talk in English, the show that helps you learn. My name is Anna, and we have a great lesson prepared for you today. Our topic today is school. The title of our lesson is School and Office Supplies. School and Office Supplies. Peter, when you were a student, did you like shopping for school supplies?
I never liked to shop, so no, I let my mom buy them for me. Hi friends, my name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Well friends, let's get started. If you have your magazine, you can open it now and find the right page. Let's follow along with Peter as he reads the Read It.
Alex and Abby go to buy office supplies. Abby's list is long. They need glue. They also need notepads and paper for the copy machine. Alex will put them in the cart. Boxes of paper are heavy. Grace also did some shopping. She bought all her supplies and textbooks.
Yesterday we learned that Grace is starting school. Most people get school supplies before school starts.
That's right. And today we're talking more about supplies. Office supplies. So let's name some office supplies, Anna.
How about staples and a stapler?
That's a good one. How about paper clips?
And rubber bands.
That's good. All right, friends, we're going to be talking a lot about supplies today. But first, let's go to Christina to learn our key words.
今天 Alex 和 Abby 去采购文具。首先他们要买的是胶水 glue. They need some glue. 胶水 glue 是不可数名词。还要买 notepad. 这个名词可以拆开来看。Note 是笔记或记录的意思。而平板类的东西通常称作 pad, 像平板电脑或者是记事用的夹板都叫做 pad, 所以 notepad 通常指的就是最下面有硬纸板的便条簿、记事簿，你可以放在桌上使用，也很适合一手拿着 notepad, 然后另外一手做笔记。他们也需要添购影印用的纸 ,they need paper for the copy machine, 影印机就是 copy machine,名词 machine 是机器的意思。一次买很多箱纸的话一定很重。形容词 heavy 是重的。Boxes of paper are heavy. 快要开学的 Grace 不但要添购文具还得去买课本。课本就是 textbook。她昨天就买了哦。She bought all the textbooks yesterday.
What are you doing, Abby?
I'm checking the office supplies. I need to go to the office supply store.
We need printer paper.
I know. We also need rubber bands. And we need more of those big yellow notepads.
I know. We use a lot of them. Do we need paper for the copy machine, too?
Yes. I almost forgot about that.
Abby is checking the office supplies today. We already learned what supplies are. But what does it mean to check on something?
Checking means looking at something for a reason. Abby is checking the office supplies to see what is there. And if it's not there, she needs to buy it. Or when you want to see the time, you can check your watch.
Hey, that's a good point, Peter.And Rob says they need printer paper. So here's Christina with more on this word, paper.
Rob 说他们需要列印用的纸。他说 we need printer paper. 这个句子里的 paper 指的是纸张，所以是不可数名词。所以我们要特别说明一下，不可数名词有一些特点。第一，因为不可以数，所以没有单数或是复数的区别。换句话说，它前面不可以加 a， 也不会有字尾加 s 的复数形态。 第二，若一定要描述不可数名词的数量，可以用 some, much, 或者是 a lot of。比如 ,I need some paper. We don't have much water. 或是 ,He drinks a lot of milk every day. 这些都是用 some, much, a lot of 来形容不可数名词的方法。最后对于不可数的名词还可以用到单位量词，比如说 a piece of paper, 一张纸，或是 two boxes of paper, 两箱纸，这些都是对不可数名词使用单位量词的用法。
Thank you, Christina. There are words like paper that we don't really count. Well,If I do want to say one paper, I say one piece of paper or one sheet of paper.
Yes, but Rob doesn't say pieces of paper. He just says paper. Oh, and remember not to add the S to the word paper. We do not say papers.
That's right. We usually say, can someone give me some paper? Or there are other words like some milk.Some fish. These are words that you need to practice by repeating them at home.
So Abby will get some printer paper and rubber bands and notepads too. We use notepads to write lists on and short notes.
They also need paper for the copy machine. What is a machine, Anna?
We all use machines every day. A car is a machine.The elevator is a machine, the refrigerator, and the toaster. These are all things that work for us.
That's right. Can you think of some English words that are also a machine? Try to say them at home.
Well, friends, we've learned a lot in Conversation A, but it's time to move on to Conversation B. Let's watch.Thanks for coming with me, Alex.
You're welcome, Abby. What's on your list?
We need printer paper and copy machine paper.
I'll get those and put them in the cart. Boxes of paper are heavy.
We also need large and small envelopes. We need rubber bands, big yellow notepads, and some glue, too.
You do have a long list.
Alex goes with Abby to the store to buy some office supplies. So, Anna, what's on the list?
A list? Well, Peter, a list is something you write that reminds you of things that you need to remember. You write them down.
Oh, I didn't mean what's a list. I meant what's...on the list.
Right. Oh, you asked me what's on the list, not what is a list. Well, printer paper is on the list, and copy machine paper too. Rubber bands, glue, and notepads. There's a lot.
That's right, Anna. Alex will get those things and put them in the cart.This is a good grammar point, so let's welcome Rebecca to talk to us more about it.
Hello, friends. Are you ready for today's grammar point? It's an exciting one. I'll get noun and put it, them, someplace. You could say, I'll get the books and put them on the table, or I'll get the papers and put them in the folder. Friends...Don't be afraid to use it.
Wonderful work, Rebecca. Well, friends, let's practice. Hey, Peter, let's go to the park later. We can eat there, too. I'll get the food and put it in the car.
Great. And I want to play basketball. So I'll get the basketball and put it in the car, too. Do you need help carrying the food?It might be heavy.
I can carry it. Don't worry. It won't be too heavy. But can you bring a box?
Sure. What do you need a box for?
Well, we can put our things in the box. and then it will be easier to carry.
Sure, that's a great idea, Anna. I can check in the back of the station. I can look there.
Good. And we should also bring some water. Can you check to see if we have some water bottles here?
Sure. I'll check if I already put that in the car.
Good idea. Peter, this is going to be really fun.
Yeah, and maybe we can get everything we need during the break.
That's a perfect idea. So let's do that now. Friends, we're going to take a break. But don't leave. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Well, Peter and I are all ready for our trip to the park. We found all of the supplies we need, but we found some other kinds of supplies too.
That's right. We found some office supplies. I found some folders. People use these in the office all the time.
That's right. Those are really helpful, Peter.
What do you have, Anna?
I found a big yellow notepad. This is what our LTE TV friends need.
That's good. All right, friends, let's go to the last conversation today.
Did you finish shopping for school, Grace?
Yes, I bought all my textbooks yesterday.
That's good.
They were expensive. Each book cost more than $80.
Wow. You spent a lot of money on books.
I spent a lot on supplies, too. I don't have any money left.
Then you may need to keep working here.
I may. We'll see after I get my school schedule.
Grace finished her shopping. That's great. Hey, yesterday we learned the word start. But friends, do you know the opposite of start?
That's easy, Peter. It's finish. When you end doing something, you finish it. Hey, Peter, that's mine.
Well, it's mine now.
Can you give it back to me, please?
Okay, give me $2.
$2? Okay. Oh, no. I bought coffee this morning.
What do you mean?
I don't have any money left.
You don't have any money left? That's okay, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I don't have any money left.
I don't have any money left.
我身上一毛钱都不剩。
Let's buy drinks.
I don't have any money left.
Let's buy snacks.
I don't have any money left.
Let's buy toys.
I don't have any money left.
Borrow money from your friends.
I don't have any friends left either.
I don't have any money left.
I don't have any money left.
我身上一毛钱都不剩。
Okay, Peter, can you please just give me my clipboard back?
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see?
Well, we'll see. First, let's go to Christina for more about this.
开学买书买文具要花的钱太多了，所以开学后 Grace 会不会继续留在 Jungle Cafe 打工赚钱呢？ Grace 说 ，We'll see after I get my school schedule. 等到我拿到我学校课表之后，我们就知道了。我们来学这个口语，We'll see 怎么样的说法。这里的动词 see 其实有知道明白的意思。来看几个例句。We'll see after he talks to the teacher. 我们等他跟老师谈过了之后就知道了。或者 We'll see when we get there. 等到我们到了那里就知道了。另外也有人直接说 We'll see. 表达再说再看看的意思。比如小孩一早跟妈妈说下午放学后想去同学家玩，妈妈回答 We'll see， 再说咯。
That was a helpful explanation. Thanks, Christina. We use this phrase a lot in English. Usually we say this when something needs to happen, then we will know.
Sure. Does this restaurant take credit cards or only cash? We'll see. What I mean is, we will go to the restaurant, then when we get there, we will know. So, we'll see.
And parents say this a lot to their kids, too. Dad, can we go to the park?
I don't know, Anna. We'll see.
Good, Peter. Now, can I just have my clipboard back?
What do you say?
Please, 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 please.
Okay, fine. Here's your clipboard back.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, Peter.
All right. Well, Anna, you're a good sport, and now it's time for us to review our key words. Let's look at them together. Say them with us.
Here's the first key word of the day. Glue. Glue. Use glue to put the flowers in the book.
Notepad. Notepad. Write your list on a notepad.
Machine. Machine. This machine doesn't work very well.
Heavy. Heavy. I can't carry this. It's too heavy.
Textbook. Textbook. I must buy some textbooks for school.All right, friends, those are the keywords. Remember to practice them with someone at home. And now, let's watch our conversations one more time.
What are you doing, Abby?
I'm checking the office supplies. I need to go to the office supply store.
We need printer paper.
I know. We also need rubber bands.And we need more of those big yellow notepads.
I know. We use a lot of them. Do we need paper for the copy machine, too?
Yes! I almost forgot about that.
Thanks for coming with me, Alex.
You're welcome, Abby. What's on your list?
We need printer paper and copy machine paper.
I'll get those and put them in the cart. Boxes of paper are heavy.
We also need large and small envelopes. We need rubber bands, big yellow notepads, and some glue, too.
You do have a long list.
Did you finish shopping for school, Grace?
Yes, I bought all my textbooks yesterday.
That's good.
They were expensive. Each book cost more than $80.
Wow, you spent a lot of money on books.
I spent a lot on supplies, too. I don't have any money left.
Then you may need to keep working here.
I may.We'll see after I get my school schedule.
Hello, Ginger. What have we here?
Ooh, I have a long shopping list and a full shopping cart.
Oh, what's on your list?
Glue, notepads, paper for the copy machine.
Anything else?
Envelopes and rubber bands.
Okay, so what's in your basket?
Glue, notepads, paper for the copy machine.
What else?
Envelopes and rubber bands.
Well, great. It looks like you have everything.
Yes, and now I need your help, Monkey Man.
Oh, do you want me to help you lift these things?
No, I want you to pay for them.
Ginger.
Please.
Okay.
For joining us today. We hope you enjoyed learning with us. Now remember to start using these words you learned.
Yeah, you can say them at home or at the office or even school. There are so many supplies that we talk. Hey, Anna, you took my clipboard.
That's right.
Can I please have it back?
Name a school supply, and I'll give it back to you.
Okay, how about markers?
Okay, that's good. One more, Peter.
I'll name an office supply. How about a folder?
Okay, that's good. But I changed my mind. I'll give it to you for $2.
But you already bought a coffee. You don't need more money.
Well, friends, that's it for today. We'll see you next time on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.